A few months ago, I met V-teamer Amber Nakamura while working on another project. She was charismatic, energetic, clearly a motivated V-teamer ready to grow her career in a brand new city. And as we got closer, she shared with me a part of her life before coming to Verizon. She was a survivor of domestic violence. And it was a reminder to me that you never know what someone's going through and that this could happen to anyone. Amber was compelled to share her story with you today to continue the conversation and be an advocate for survivors everywhere. As we close out Domestic Violence Awareness Month, I want to remind you that there are resources available to you. Verizon's commitment to providing assistance for employees in domestic violence relationships continues this year with the JBWS Toolkit that explains how to get help or be an ally all year round. Please be advised the following video may be sensitive to watch. Make sure you're in a safe physical and emotional state before viewing. This is Amber's story.
The reason why I wanted to really display where I've been hurt is to show that just because you can't see it doesn't mean it wasn't there. I'm learning that it's okay that I don't have to wear long sleeves anymore. It's okay that I'm in a safe spot.
My name is Amber Nakamura, and I'm a senior account manager with our business department. I live in Aurora, Colorado with my beautiful puppy, Masami.
My dad was born and raised in Hawaii, and my mom's from Colorado. My parents' relationship was the perfect example of what I can look for when it comes to someone to love. And I think my dad did a very, very well job of showing me how much he would sacrifice for our family. I definitely became a daddy's girl. I think I always was since I was born. Got into Hawaii Pacific University. The first year there was amazing. Year two, I actually decided to take a break from Hawaii, and then later that year, my father ended up passing away around Thanksgiving. He passed away from a heart attack.
It was tough. It was tough. I was 19, and it was the night before my sister's birthday.
I needed to work to support my family. That was when I had to grow up. I got a random friend request. Usually I don't just approve or accept messages, but he and I oddly had about over 50 mutual friends. So I figured, okay, why not? We ended up starting seeing each other, and that's how it started. I think I let a lot of red flags slide. My family did not like him. He tried to guilt trip me all the time. If you love me, you wouldn't go to work. Oh, if you love me, you would stay a little longer. When he called me a name that no one's ever called me, not even any of the boys I've dated in the past, to where I thought to myself, how do I respond to this? It was very shocking. That's when he slapped me across the face and I just froze. Kind of like, did that really just happen? He said, you kind of deserve that, but I won't do it again. And that was the start of everything. As the person I am, I love to help people do better, where I decided, okay, I'm gonna give him the second chance, he won't do this again, and I forgave him. After the first incident, this one was probably my most painful. He accidentally spilled boiling water all over my lap. It was pretty intentional, but he did really well in acting, making it seem like a mistake. Most situations that we had, they were all different. There were different types of pain, and there were different types of apologies. I truly thought that he would never hurt an animal. In our townhome, there are three bedrooms. I couldn't find Masami anywhere. And I look on the bed and there's a pile of blankets just kind of stacked there. And I took a peek
and I saw my puppy. And I was really scared because I wasn't sure what happened.
I was in shock. And we're driving to the vet. I had so much anxiety, and I just kept praying, like, please, please don't die. And we try to go to the Sunnyvale Police Department, and they actually arrested him. There should be a final straw in everyone's life. He hurt the most precious thing of mine to where I wanted to find justice and make sure that Masami's voice was heard because he didn't have that option. I woke up one day thinking to myself, I don't want to live like this anymore. I told myself that I'm going to make another better life. And I would hear, Colorado's beautiful. And I said, great, let's move there. Moving here and being with Verizon has allowed me to float back up to everything that I have been dreaming of. We're now being able to live a normal life, be financially supportive to where I didn't have to live paycheck to paycheck anymore. It's just so remarkable how welcomed I felt at Verizon. The reason why I share my story is not to really give advice, but to also bring awareness that you're not alone. My entire life, I never thought that I would be in this situation. This can happen to anyone. I was so embarrassed. I didn't place myself first. I didn't want to be represented as someone who was weak. In the end, those who are really going to support you will be there no matter what, no matter how embarrassing, how traumatic it is. When you decide to commit to changing your life, you'll find this new glow when you make that first step.